Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. So, when'd you fall in love with hip-hop? Hey there, welcome back to Tweet Trends and happy birthday, hip hop. Yes, today is the day. And that little ditty at the beginning of today's episode, if you don't recall that, then you might need to go back to your IMDb and check out Brown Sugar back in 2002, the movie about Dre and Sydney, and they were friends from way back, and they both fell in love with hip hop back when they first met each other. That movie, it had a lot of cameos because that question was posed to a number of actual artists and they were talking about when they fell in love with hip hop. And that's what I want to talk about today, when I fell in love with hip hop. Now, granted, I was born a little bit before hip hop. So just like hip hop is celebrating its 50th, so did I. So it took me a little while to fall in love with hip hop because initially I wasn't even aware of self, let alone music or anything else in this crazy world that I was brand new to. However, I think I fell in love with hip hop when I got my first radio. And that was probably when I was about 12 years old, 12, 13, I'd say somewhere around there. And in that, I believe that it was the time that I gained musical autonomy, meaning because I had my own radio, I could pick whatever station I wanted to listen to. I could listen to it whenever in the day I wanted to listen to it. And I knew that I had some type of draw to music because whenever I would get upset, I would automatically run to my radio. I would automatically go to listen to music. And it was just an escape. Now, where hip hop came in, that wasn't necessarily what was played during the regular drive times during the day. But on weekends, Friday night, Saturday night, they would take you into the mix. And that right there, that was the place that I literally fell in love with hip hop. It was in the mix. Growing up in the South and being in love with hip hop was a little complicated. My only real access to hip hop was on Friday and Saturday nights by listening to the mix. But my other option, although it was a long shot, was through my cousin who lived in Brooklyn. She would send me music every now and then, but I really didn't just want the music. I wanted to be there. I wanted to hang out at 98.7 Kiss FM with Cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out, or with Mr. Magic over on WBLS. But that was a dream, and it never came true. So what I did, though, I guess the second best thing, was in order to hear the music that I wanted to hear throughout the week at any point in my day, was to make a mixtape off of the radio. So now I say that I did this, but I know that we all probably did this. You either go out to the store and you buy all of the tapes and the albums, or you record it off the radio. And hello, I was a kid. I didn't have money like that. So that's what I had to do. And I'm gonna walk you through the steps. Those of you that grew up back in the days of cassette tapes and tape recorders, you know exactly what I'm about to say. But all you digital age babies, come on, come a little closer and listen up. What you had to do, if you had a radio that had recording capabilities, then you were ahead of the game. But if not, you would actually take a tape recorder and put it in front of the speakers of the radio, and you would do first step, depress your play and your record button at the same time. And then follow that by pressing the pause button. Now, at this point, your recorder is queued up and ready to record when you say so. So you're listening to the music, and back then we could name a tune in 5 notes or less, easy. You hear the DJ mixing from one song to the next. You hear your song coming in. You depress the play button. You don't let it go just yet. You hold it there. And when you're ready for it to record, you lift your finger and the recording starts. Now, you could continue to start and stop the recording, or you could just let it play until you run out of tape. That was my choice. I really didn't care if I was getting station identification drops or DJs talking over the songs. It didn't really matter. Commercials are probably the only thing that I would work around, and I would leave those in sometimes too. But the main thing was to catch the music. I wanted to listen to every little bit that I could get my hands on. I wanted to go to the South Bronx. I wanted to hang out in Queensbridge. I didn't know these places, but I felt like I did just by listening to the music. It was something about the energy that would just hype me up. It could mellow me out. It could do all of the things. So if I was excited, if I was happy, if I was sad about something, if I was mad with my parents, I'd go to my room, turn on my music. I might want to close the door, might want to slam it, but that's another episode. None of that was happening. But the music, though, the sound waves were like healing waters. So to play hip hop and get lost in the music, that was one of my favorite things to do growing up. I want to wrap up talking about this whole GOAT list, top 5, top 10 type thing when it comes to hip hop. I'm not a fan because honestly, I feel like each person's list is going to be specific to themselves. So depending on where I've been, what I've heard, and what resonates with me, my top 5, top 10 list, whether it's MCs or songs or whatever, is going to be completely different from the next person's. It depends on where you've been, what you've been exposed to. There's probably still lots and lots of songs out there and artists that I've never even heard of, that if I had heard of them, they might be on the list. So to sit here and have arguments about it. Now, top 5, top 10 lists, I think they're great if you want something to start a discussion, to reminisce and, you know, just kind of laugh and have fun and talk about it. But to have a knockdown, drag out fight about, oh no, I can't believe they didn't put this person on the list and this, that, and the other thing, da, 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 da. Not a fan. And then especially if it's a music entity that's putting this information out, because they almost kind of come from it in the angle of being the you know, the know-it-all, the people that have all of the information, and therefore I'm going to tell you, I'm not asking you, I'm not giving you recommendations, I'm telling you this is the answer. This is the answer for the sheet. Put it on your paper and you'll get 100. No, not buying it. Because I know for a fact when I worked at the radio station, I started working there in 89, I believe it was. And I would write out the playlists and have to send them out to the different record companies. And I know for a fact that when I first started working there, hip hop songs were not on those playlists. So even if a Billboard decides to create this top 5, top 10 list, top whatever, unless they're just going straight off of their own data, I can't look at that and say, oh yeah, 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 they know what they're talking about. No, because was this list curated by a single person? Was it by a group? Who were these people? Where were they from? All of those things matter. So if you want to create your top 10 list, great. If you want to share it with somebody else, great. But don't sit there and make it seem like your top 10 has to be their top 10. You can discuss it. You can debate it. You can create a party around it. Do all the things. But each person's list is their own, period. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. And Happy birthday, hip hop, once again. I'm currently in the process of putting together my own personal happy birthday to hip hop playlist on Spotify. Once I get it together, I'll be sure to share it with you. And hey, I want you to share your songs with me too. I would love to know what your faves are. You know where to find me at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE. Or just look for the hashtag tweet trends. That would be on Twitter. X. Is that what we're supposed to say? That just sounds weird. But that place, Instagram. I'm on Threads, but not on Threads. I hadn't really posted anything there yet, but I'm going to get hot there too. So you know where to find me. Please, by all means, share your songs. I want to know what you love about hip hop. I want to know when you fell in love with hip hop. Share all the things with me because this is a great time. Also, before I forget, check your local areas to see what programs, what celebrations are going on near you. Or who knows, maybe you can stream something online. You never know. Once again, happy birthday to hip hop, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.